Lindsay, a very unusual and unexpected thing happened to you recently on the family farm. And to this day, you're still dealing with all the results of it. Take us back there. Tell us what happened.
It was just a regular spring day, and we were moving our horses from our front field by my house and to the back field so we could start growing our front field out for hay. And I had just bought my kid his first pit bike. He had wanted one since I can remember. So 2 weeks prior to it, I bought him a pit bike. And so I jumped on his pit bike because the horses were at the front of the land. It's about a 3-acre field. And I rode it to the front and to herd them up. And they did fine. We were just going. And then a dog that I had adopted started chasing them. And we were about halfway through the field, I guess. And the last thing I remember is yelling, "No bow, no bow." And then I woke up in Nashville.
So there's actually no memory of what occurred?
No. From what I gathered, mules can sidekick. I've been around horses my entire life. I've never been kicked. I've never even been, like, the mule that kicked me was actually my granddad's that I had taken over because at the time he was in hospice. We had had them like 20-something years and never have they offered to kick. So she sidekicked is from the way that we think, and I was just in the wrong place at the wrong time.
So
it wasn't a vicious thing. She was trying to get away from the dog.
Understood. So you were airlifted to a hospital in Nashville, yeah?
Yes. So prior to being airlifted, my 13-year-old son was the first one to get to me. And he immediately took my hood from my hoodie and wrapped it around and covered my face and called 911. And then my husband and my 17-year-old got to me. They were all at the barn waiting for him to come through so we could shut the gate. And they got to me, and Michael took over, my husband, holding my face. And Micah, my 17-year-old, took over the phone call with 911. He actually wants to go pre-med and be a trauma doctor. And he was actually able to take my vitals and relay to the 911 receptionist everything that they needed because our high school nurse had prepped him to do that job. And so he was able to give directions to Michael, and he was able to give my status to the 911 so they could relay it to the EMTs that were on their way.
So you had immediate help.
Yeah. And then they had sent it out, and one of my husband's good friends, Richard Edwards, was the first cop to respond, and he took over holding me for Michael, so that Michael could call my mom. Richard knew like something wasn't right because I had a lot of bleeding, but they didn't, like, it was just to my face, and obviously I have a scar underneath my neck too. But then the paramedics and all arrived, and I actually graduated. He graduated a year above me, Rustin Miller. And he was the one to take care of me. And when he got to me and wrapped my face, he left my gauze real long because of the cut. And then he put my C-collar on. And they had decided that it would take too long for the helicopter to come land for me. So they were taking me by ambulance to the helicopter so that it would cut down that time. So Rustin had my wraps long and he put my C-collar on. And because of that, they had been applying pressure to my carotid artery, and they didn't know that it was even ripped. So my son, my husband, the cop, and Rustin all applied pressure to keep me alive, and they didn't even know that that was the main issue.
And at the hospital, you were in for some immediate treatment and quite a bit of a long stay.
Yeah, so they airlifted me to Skyline. I remember waking up in the helicopter and feeling the bar across me, but I didn't know what was going on. My next memory is that I'm at Skyline and I wake up and I see my best friend who's like a sister to me. And I looked at her and I said, "Why are you here?" and I didn't know that I was so bad. But they have, you could actually see through my jaw into my face, like into my mouth. It had cut so deep. But they stitched me up enough to keep me stable. Their biggest concern was that my carotid artery was bleeding to get that fixed. And then that next morning is when they started trying to reconstruct my face. It was six or seven surgeries in 9 days, is what I ended up having. They had to repair all of my nerves and stuff. I have a plate on my jaw. My jaw was completely broken in half to the part that it was moved in front of the bottom half. I think my jaw was broken in like eight places. It actually split down between the front of my teeth. And then it was broken several times across the top and the bottom. It broke everything across the front of my nose and up my nose, and they had to plate it. And then my eye socket was completely shattered. And I have like four plates in it. And it's still not fixed. It broke the bottom out of my eye socket, so they had to put like a mesh in it to hold it in place. It broke the palate of my mouth. It only knocked one tooth out, which is absolutely mind-blowing. So I guess I took really good care of my teeth. They're pretty stout. And then I ended up having to have my jaws wired shut, but not in the typical way. They ended up putting, I called it like a medieval torture trap in my mouth. I had eight screws put in the top of my mouth and eight screws put in the bottom of my jaws, and they had wires through it all. And I ended up with a feeding tube for 6 weeks.
So you could have been killed. You were not, and you are recovering.
Yes, sir. I've had three or four doctors. When I was there, they told my family that it was a miracle that I was even there. They use the word expired. They say most people in my condition expire before they even make it to the hospital.
As for the future, what are the doctors saying, as far as what can be restored and so forth?
I have a complete recovery. Right now I'm completely fine. I could go on right now. And the only thing I would need done is dental work. But I am choosing to. I'm having dental work done to replace my bottom teeth and my top teeth that need to be pulled. And then after that, I will have plastic surgery and do scar revision on it. After the 6 month mark, I do have to meet with my eye doctor in Nashville, and he's going to reassess because I do still have several broken bones in my eye socket, and they want to put in a more permanent device to help hold my eye in place because pretty much I shouldn't have an eye.
Is your family running into a lot of out-of-pocket expenses right now?
Actually, I'm very blessed. I took out, I have our state school insurance, and like a month prior to this accident, I actually had to have rotator cuff surgery. So, I met my deductible with my rotator cuff. I had our AeriVac insurance, so it covered the life flight. I think it was like 150 something thousand dollars that was covered. And then I also took out extra insurance at school for accidental, and it's helped cover the meals that were left over.
On social media, you use the term very specifically, but God. Share with us how God has been bringing you through this.
I actually just got it tattooed on me. There was a time in my life, I lost my dad when he was 62 to Alzheimer's. He had Lewy body dementia. We lost him in 2014. And there was a time, like, I've grown up in church. I was there every Sunday morning, every Sunday night, every Wednesday night. But losing my daddy put me in a dark place. And it took me a minute to get out of it. But when this happened, God showed up like God was everywhere. And it was like he was beside me the whole way. And everything lined up when They said I shouldn't be alive, but God. I don't know how you can go through something like this and not have God on your side, and not have a church family, and not have friends that literally will pray over you. Because God still does miracles. I'm a walking miracle.
Yes, you are. And today, as we're interviewing you, this is your first day back at school. You're a
Yes,
special
sir.
education teacher.
I
Tell us
am.
what you do and why.
This is year 15 for me. I've been at Mayfield Elementary School for the past 10 years, and it's an amazing school system. It's an amazing district. And I teach the moderate to severe special ed students. So I work with a lot of autistic students. I work with severe behaviors. I work with nonverbal kids. And I've done that for the last 8 years, and I love my job. But I was actually just recently hired at another district to be a guidance counselor and get to counsel students. So I will start that job in about 30 days.
And you're looking forward to it.
I am. I'm a firm believer. My favorite Bible verse is John 13:7. You don't understand now what I'm doing, but one day you will. And I'm a firm believer that everything that has happened, God has allowed it to. And I pray that I can use all of those things to align with how I can help other people.
And looking forward, which you described a lot of it right now, as painful as this has been, how's it going to change or guide your life or your family?
Right before the accident actually happened, I was in court, defending my right to be a mom. And I didn't, my ex-husband was wanting to get full custody of our oldest son, who's 17, because of some things that had taken place. And on the Thursday before the accident, I was in court fighting for him. Because God called me to be a mom, not a friend. And I want to apologize for that. And our relationship was strained. And then this accident happened. And we are so close again. And he's an amazing kid. But he's a kid. And I'm his mom. And that's what God called me to do. It has brought us closer. I call her my daughter. She's my bonus daughter. She was actually life-flighted a year and a half ago before the accident. She had a horse accident and was life-flighted also to
Wow.
Skyline. And she also almost lost her leg. They thought that she might be an amputee from the thigh down. And but God, now she's walking around even without a limp. And just to see how God has worked in our life and has showed up, and the relationships that have been made, and it's just been amazing. I look at life a lot differently now. I get to be a wife, and I get to be a mom. I don't ever want to take that for granted.
You are very confident.
Because God's on my side, and I know that He has brought me this far.
All right. I appreciate you sharing something so personal with us, and our goal is to share with other people what you've been through, how God is guiding you, and hopefully we can encourage people, by sharing this. I want to thank you so much for talking with us.
Absolutely. I appreciate the opportunity. If there's somebody I can help, I would love to be able to talk to them and reach out to them. That is why I've kind of kept a diary on Facebook and my praises and prayers, because that's why I'm here. The prayers have got me this far, and if I can help somebody else, a lot of people say, I'm so sorry this happened to you. I'm not sorry it happened to me because it's completely changed me as a person. It's completely changed me as a mom. It's changed me as a wife. And I just want to be where God's called me to be, doing what God's called me to do.
All right.